like show business. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. What's burning about the film Burning?
I think it's a metaphor for it's sort of the culmination of what happens when a generation of millennials don't have enough work to do. But it's a fascinating slow burn of a thriller.
Oh, great. Yes. And I think as a young man, our protagonist is burning. Certainly with desire for that young woman.
Well, just for desire for anything, right? I mean, I think that's one of the things that's fascinating about Jong-Soo, who's the primary character, is that he doesn't really do anything. He seems to be looking to do something. He's a writer, but we never see him write. There are so many films that are built around that idea, you know, a writer who doesn't write.
This kid has the best affectless, if I could say.
Yeah, just blank.
Persona. He's in an existential crisis. He's just pulling everything in.
Yeah.
Doesn't give much.
Yeah.
He just observes.
Yes.
Now, this is a South Korean film. Our director is
Chang Dong Lee. It's not a horror film by any stretch. It's a slow-moving thriller. I think that Korea probably puts out the best thrillers and horror films. 10 years ago, I would have said France, but right now it's definitely South Korea.
You used the term slow burn.
Yes.
And I think you were so right. Actually, it doesn't really become a thriller until the last half.
Because it's a full 2.5 hours and it's a slow moving movie. And yet I was never bored for one second. There's the three primary characters are so eccentric, and Jong-Soo's trying to kind of piece together what's going on, mainly because I think he often doesn't understand what's going on.
Right. What does he say? The world is a mystery?
Yeah. This really is. He stumbled into this mystery. He ran into somebody who at least says she grew up in his neighborhood. He doesn't seem to really recognize her. Hi, May.
I don't believe a word that woman says.
Well, that's, I think, one of the fascinating things about this movie is that it is a thriller. It is a mystery, but it's very untidy, which I love. You know, it's not like at the end you're going, well, obviously these things all fit together. You're like, he comes to a conclusion and you think, well, I think that's my conclusion too, but Steven Yeun, who plays Ben, who's like the most enigmatic of the three characters.
Yes.
He's done a lot of American work. He was on Walking Dead. He was in the movie Mayhem, which I love. He was just this year in Sorry to Bother You. But this was a really different role for him.
Well, he's the opposite of our protagonist. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, he's slick, mm-hmm. communicative, handsome, rich.
Rich.
Right. Everything Jong-Soo would like to be.
I feel like all of them are bored. There is an element in a lot of different horror films where that's dangerous. Bored young people, there's an element, a type of horror film that sees that as very dangerous. And to a certain degree, so does this movie.
He spends his time in Seoul or on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's on the farm, as elemental as that is, it seems sometimes good for him.
Right. But at the same time, he wants to sell the calf just like rudderless. They all are. Even Ben, who's wealthy, he doesn't do anything.
No, he doesn't. In fact, I don't even know what his relationship with her is. I presume he's a lover, but we don't know.
No, we don't know.
And we do know that Jong-Soo gets lucky once with her.
Yeah.
Because they're making love, looking like, is this really happening to me? Because nothing good ever happens to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because he doesn't seem to really participate in his own life. He observes it. It's a gorgeous movie. And it's just so many interesting things that because it's a thriller, you're trying to work it into the puzzle. They don't always necessarily fit because life is not tidy. Oh. Like, he lives so close to the border with North Korea that you can hear the propaganda. And it's funny because at first I thought, is that a drive-in? Does he live near a drive-in? What do I hear?
It's the loudspeakers from North Korea.
I know. It's just like, oh, well, that's bizarre.
So he is always between worlds.
Yes, that's great. That's true.
One of the inspirations for this, besides a short story in their own language, is William Faulkner's Barn Burning, which was one of my favorite short stories by Faulkner. Mm-hmm.
They ask, who's your favorite writer? Did he say Faulkner?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. I know it. And the title is Burning.
Right, absolutely. I would put all of them probably in their late 20s.
Okay.
And
so that makes them a little bit different from our current teenage obsession.
Right.
But I think it's the same feel for me. Screenplay writers are interested.
Well, you know, they should be. Lucas Hedges should be in everybody's movie. And if he's not available, Timothy Chalamet.
Do notice, however, that Michael Cera is coming back.
Nice.
I know he's in a...
Maybe he doesn't have the same range, but I'm very fond of Michael Cera as well.
Oh, Hope Madden. The film is Burning.
Yes.
And what grade would you award it?
A.
And I'm going to give it an A minus just to keep us honest. But I like your grade better.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org. Let's go.